Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To enjoy each other's company. Hi, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer. Well, Jennifer's out for another day, but the J is well represented by Jay Kirshner, who's here with Victoria Keelan. We are here to celebrate International Respect for Chickens Day. Yes, May 4th, the day before May 5th, the day after May 3rd. It is a fabulous day in all kinds of ways. National Teacher Appreciation Day and week. We'll talk about that during the course of the program. Talk about a lot of things during the course of the program. A lot of things with the vaxxers and anti-vaxxers and with the vaccine and who's doing what to whom. Here I thought it was very interesting. It was a profile. Remember, well, I think I still am feeling this. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I was with a couple of farmers, and somehow or other, it came around fairly quickly to, have you gotten your vaccine yet?
It's the conversation started that everybody's using these.
It is.
Right?
Right, yeah. And when you go to church, the pastor says, hey, how are you doing? Have you gotten your shot yet? And that's the way it is. And then there's that chilly blast of judgment that comes from the people who are never maskers, never vaxxers. And then how do you reply to, have you gotten your vaccine yet? That's something that has gone on a lot, mostly in rural America these days, because that's where the hotbed of COVID vaccine skeptics are. And you look around, a lot of folks that are in rural America like to go to church still. And so I was, as a matter of fact, I went down to Connecticut on Sunday morning to pick up a piece of farm equipment that I had procured from somebody, and I said, what time do you want me to come down? The farmer said, right after church. And I thought, you know, that's pretty typical of farmers who like to go to church. Farm families do. So anyway, I just am looking at all this stuff. We've talked about it back and forth. But the rural America population, which is pretty much overwhelmingly Republican and pretty deeply Christian, Greenville, where we're heard, 95% of the population is white. And they are often, most often, when you ask them that question, they'll recoil a little bit. The polls there show the resistance to the vaccine is very entrenched. And the campaigns that are on television, campaigns on the radio, that are aimed at black and Latinos have seemingly no impact on the white population, which again sort of underscores a different thing, which is the divide between the races that has, I don't think, gotten any better. I wish it was better. I'd like to think that we were mature enough to get. But at this point, I think in our history, we're still not there yet. At any rate, so the vaccine skeptics continue. As a matter of fact, I think the stats, we were talking about this yesterday, Victoria, the stats sort of leveled off. And the news media here locally took into account how many people in Massachusetts have had the shots and the fact that there aren't people waiting in line any longer to get the shots. People are still getting their shots, first shots, second shots. But this seems to be the discussion now. It isn't whether or not you've had your vaccine. Are you going to get your vaccine? And if you are going to get your vaccine, why aren't you going to get the vaccine? And it's a pretty consistent, we don't trust the government. We don't think, you know, the Johnson & Johnson thing was a big faux pas. And so around and around it goes. So do we get to herd immunity?
Mm-mm.
Another good question that's been asked over the past 24 hours.
And every single thing that I have found about, you know, the projections of herd immunity are out the window. Because we don't have enough people who are willing to get the vaccine. So herd immunity is no longer going to help us. It's not even an option. So it's, you know, that's why you see a lot of states, like yesterday, the governor in New Jersey here where I am, announced a new program with a bunch of breweries. And so if you get your vaccine, then you show up with your card and you get free beer. And so, and in Colorado, I think you get a free joint. And, I mean, every state is coming up with something. Remember the days when Krispy Kreme dared give a free donut out?
Oh, my goodness, how dare they?
Well, now everyone's like, free pot, free booze. You know, you just gave
me
a donut.
Oh, you just gave me a great idea. We're going to open up the ice cream bus on the farm on the 21st, I believe it is, the weekend of the 20th, 21st. I think, thank you, I'm making a note here. Don't let me forget about this. Free ice cream.
Yeah, free scoop if you have your vaccine card.
Yep, if you have your card. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's great. Look, people like free stuff.
Ideas.
And I think, I think the latest
stat
was...
free ice cream, yum.
Yeah, 25%... of the people who are unvaccinated are kind of, they're in the on-the-fence category. They're wait and see, because they don't know if people are going to have side effects. But they're also the same people who said if they had to get it, like if it was going to prevent them from traveling, or if they wouldn't, you know, if they would need it to get a job or whatever, that they actually would be willing to get it. That 25%, that group is maybe vulnerable to bribery with ice cream, beer, and pot. So,
there you
do
go.
Your part. Yeah, that's great.
Woo-hoo. All right, so now there are some stories floating around of the places where the anti-vaxxers, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I have been very clear on the air and in my circle. I'm not one who, my daughter and I talked about the vaccinations and what Miles, my grandson, should have and not have, and I influenced her to a point. I think that there are some things you need to have and some things that are overcooked. And so a lot of these discussions happen with parents in schools. There's a school down in Miami that seems to be a very interesting study Centner Academy. There are a lot of people down there. The tuition, by the way, is $30,000 a year, so it's not, it's not for the slight of heart or people who are poor. It's a trendy school in a trendy district, and it has become sort of a beacon for the anti-vaxxers. And as you looked at some of the things went on there last week, they passed a policy that barred teachers from contact with students after they got the vaccine, which is the opposite of what you'd think someone would do. You'd encourage them perhaps not to be touching if they haven't had the vaccine. But here, they don't want you to touch if you've had the vaccine. So this kind of makes me wonder about the educational system and how important it is. The people who run this school are very avid social media users, and they also are, this is a high-rent district and a high-rent school. The people who run the school went to a military academy, and they're sort of militaristic in how they conduct things in classes, and parents like that because they want their children to be, the sort of law and order crowd. So, you look at that, and you see that there are people there who dissent. It just seems... Andy, it's frustrating. Maybe that's the best way you can hear it in my voice. Very frustrating because I think this is something, although I don't really, I don't know where this is going, but I think my point that I made yesterday, maybe I'll continue. I'm in the here and the now. It's today. And under the circumstances, what we know today is that the vaccine does create that herd immunity, which is going to be important for all of us, especially if you want to travel around, if you want to go on a cruise, you want to do stuff, that's going to be maybe that's the other way to do it. You want to get involved in activities. I don't like the government one bit. I don't like people telling me what to do one bit. But I do sense that in this circumstance, this is something that's far better than not. And so I'm for vaccinations. The masks are a good idea. I think I'm becoming less and less concerned about wearing a mask, frankly, but I do wear them where they're required because that's the right thing to do. But I'm talking about businesses and stuff.
And so keeping your space from people, like you don't need to crowd up on each other in lines.
No, we don't need that. I went to pay my taxes yesterday and everybody was very respectful. You go into the office and there's a monitor there. You stand in front of it, tells you whether you're normal or not normal. And some old guy who I used to be in town meeting with here he didn't recognize me, but I knew it was him, was in there yelling and screaming, I'm not going to get my thing. I'm paying my taxes. I wish I was back in the service when I had a gun by my side so that everybody would.
That's
aggressive. God, the guy was crazy. And the people behind the glass said, but I mean, I said to the guy, you know, I looked at the guy who's interacting with this fellow, Kevin, and I just shook my head. And sort of signaling to him that I know who he was and he wasn't going to hurt anybody. He's just crazy. But, you know, there's a lot of that stuff as well. I'll guarantee you he didn't get a shot. anyway, it's just it's one thing leads to the next. I see that the mayor of New York, Mr. Blah Blasio, has told city workers that they have to come back to work again because the worst is over and a lot of people don't want to go back to work. These are city employees, right? City workers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are all city employees. There's 180,000 city employees that have already been vaccinated. So de Blasio made the case that, well, that's 80% of the city employee workforce. Mm-hmm. So if you've got 80% of people vaccinated, then, you know, within that group of people, city employees in New York, then, yeah, you're pretty close to herd immunity. So he said that, you know, this is something he wants to get everybody back in the office. He says, and I think a lot of this is a huge debate right now, he says that working from home isn't as productive as working in the office. I think that it depends on what you do.
How do we judge that? I didn't know. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, I really think it depends on what you do. My husband has shifted from, you know, working in the office every day and commuting into New York City. He's been working from home, and his hours are never ending. He works so much more and in such concentrated, you know,
do you get a raise?
Of time that, no. Yeah, you know who he works for and don't say. But yeah. But yeah.
I'm wondering, I guess I'm wondering
he's been way more productive.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm wondering is, do you feel like you're ahead of the game a little bit because you don't have to pay, they didn't pay for him to ride the train into New York. He paid,
correct.
You paid, the family paid. So you're saving that much money.
And it costs us about $8,000 a year.
No, so there you go. It's like getting a raise. And it's very interesting, too, by the way.
Oh, my gosh, don't say that, because that's what they would say.
I know. Okay, so I won't say that. I won't tell anybody I said that.
Yeah.
And anybody who's listening from that company,
but you can see why, you know, productivity levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can also see why it would be in our
best
interest.
You know what, that's a good sign of? Here's a good sign. The two of you became closer. The two of you realize that you really have something because you're both working from home. You're both around each other all day, every day.
Until like 2 weeks
ago. Until a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, exactly. And the fact that you're healthier and better off, and I don't know, I think that's a positive. That's a plus. I think it's
there have been a lot of silver linings.
And Jay, the same thing. Jay's husband is, I mean, we're all such incestuous families here. Everybody's got husbands that are in the business, or fathers that are in the business, or both. Jennifer's father's in the business. Your husbands are in the business, and Jay, your father's in the business, so it's like, hello.
Husband and father, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But especially for Jay's baby, Mac, you guys are going to look back on this time and cherish how much time you guys both had with Mac at this
age. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can see that Megan and Miles, too. He spent a lot of time getting himself all worked up. But he's happy to be in school now. He's having a great time. Playing with all of his older girlfriends. What a character.
Oh, boy.
19 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here we go, 23 after the hour, or almost, we almost go into what's trending. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, and Britney Spears has some thoughts. She's been wildly popular in the media, social media set. We'll give you the latest right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
All right, so the Britney Spears story today, Jay, is how much different than the Britney Spears stories that we've had the last week, the last month, the last year?
Yeah, she's speaking out a little bit for herself regarding these documentaries. We had discussed the New York Times framing Britney Spears. Well, now there's the BBC one, The Battle for Britney, Fans, Cash, and a Conservatorship. And it's one of her famous just dancing video posts, and in the caption she discusses, you know, so hypocritical, they criticize the media, and meanwhile they're doing the same thing. Why would you want to remind somebody of the hardest times of their life? And also She wants to point out to people that, yeah, I've had some really difficult times, but I've had way better times too. And so that's been going on, that's been trending, and one of the fans had commented on that post that's been gaining a lot of traction, and that fan said, do a video saying all of this, and then I'll buy it. And that's kind of a comment on the whole conspiracy theory that Britney doesn't do her own social media. There's somebody else writing the context to these posts.
All right, putting things into context. Yesterday we were talking about Ben Affleck hanging around with J-Lo, who I saw a picture of yesterday. She's really in fabulous shape, works on keeping herself in shape, it looks like. And so now there's this picture on Instagram. What the heck is this about?
Oh, this video. So there's an Instagram model. Her name is Naveen J, and she posted this video, and she's like, just
what does it mean,
that.
An Instagram model? What does that mean? What's an Instagram model?
Exactly.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Everybody laughs about that one.
Yeah.
Well, the name sort of maybe, the name rings a bell in a manner of speaking, so I guess under the circumstances.
So she's on the dating app, Rhea, and she matched with Ben Affleck. And Rhea is for celebrities, pretty much, and there's a big vetting process. For whatever reason, she didn't think it was him, so she unmatched him, and he sent her a video message on Instagram saying, why did you unmatch me? It's actually me. And she posted the whole thing, and so that's been going around, too.
Get a life.
So he's
people.
So he's not. So I guess
I don't know how long ago this was.
Start up any kind of romance again.
I don't.
I mean, as much as my heart and soul wants that to happen, I agree with you, Victoria. I don't think that that's actually any merit. They've always been friends. They've always spoken highly of each other. And you're right. They're probably working together on things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's an op-ed piece that was published in a San Francisco newspaper discussing what Disneyland is doing and why is that working everybody over.
When they reopened the Snow White ride, now includes the famous True Love's Kiss scene, and a lot of people are upset about that because it's problematic in sense of she can't give consent for him to kiss her, and how can true love be when only one person is aware?
Who sits around thinking about this stuff? My God.
And this is a conversation that's been going, it's not just recently. I mean, there's
really?
Been different professors over the years that have been pointing out about this and using this as part of their lesson plans in regards to promoting sexual violence or being against promoting sexual violence.
A kiss is a kiss. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An overpass carrying a subway train collapsed in Mexico City late Monday night, killing dozens of people, including children. According to local government officials, scores of people have been hospitalized, seven of whom are in serious condition. The train was traveling on an elevated part of the city's rapid transit system when part of the overpass collapsed onto traffic below. Sparking inflation concerns, the Treasury Department says it's expected to borrow $463 billion in the current April to June quarter and $2.28 trillion for the full budget year as the government finances continued pandemic relief measures. The Treasury on Monday projected a borrowing need of $821 billion for the July through September quarter. The massive core of a Chinese rocket used last week is falling out of orbit, and where it lands is anybody's guess. The 100-foot-long object, weighing about 21 metric tons, will re-enter Earth within weeks, and it will probably crash somewhere. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Election audits for the 2020 U.S. election are moving forward despite continued attempts by Democrats to end the process. Arizona Secretary of State and Audit Director Ken Bennett tells One America News Network the audit is growing in numbers.
It's going well. Overnight, we went from 20 counting locations on the floor to 46.
Awesome.
The subcontractor that's in charge of the hand count is working hard through some temp service agencies here in the state to get the additional people that would be required for that. So, but hopefully in the next day or two, they'll be ready to fully staff that. And then if we go to three shifts, which I think they're talking about, we will almost triple our throughput. So.
Don't expect daily updates, as the details of the audit will be released at one time in the near future.
No, we won't be announcing any of that until the end of the audit. So right now we're just counting the ballots. And they are looking, you know, at paper evaluation to see if, you know, are there folds in the ballots that were returned by mail? Are the ovals filled in by handwritten marking instrument as opposed to a Xerox machine that just marked a bunch of ballots? But all of the audit results and findings will be part of the final report. We're not going to do a little bit every day because we might find some good things one day and bad things the next.
It's all about election integrity. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lots of talking points. This is the place to think every day. It's Tuesday, May the 4th. Hi, Doug Steffen here with my friends Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's out for a couple of days. We are here to mind our P's and Q's, not. People say, why don't you mind your own business? You're always talking about things that are not any of your business. Well, we're shining light onto things. The reason that we have this sort of a style is deeply rooted in my own curiosity. I was talking to my partners yesterday in the whole business we're doing on the farm, and they were talking about why I ask a lot of questions, because I want to know what's going on, frankly. I'm not afraid to ask questions. I've done it all of my life, and I think it's a good thing to do. Remember, you get no answers if you don't ask any questions, and a lot of people are afraid to ask questions. I don't know why, but they seem to be, so don't. I guess my life lesson here has always been to make sure that you know the reason why. Mine is, what's the old expression I remember hearing when I was a kid? Ours is not to reason why, ours is but to do or die. I think that was a parental thing, right? You're always told, why? I don't understand why you want me to go to bed. Because I said so, right? Did your parents
don't
ever
parents,
do that?
Of course, but don't parents just get sick of trying to come up with an answer? So that's their default answer? Well, because I said so.
Yeah. To that point. See, I was always curbed with food. It was like, how about a bed night snack and then we'll go to bed? Okay.
Oh, really?
Ended.
Oh, really? That's an interesting.
I don't recall ever really getting the "because I said so" response.
No, really? I have to speak to your father about that. All right. Jay is down in Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts. We've had rain here off and on, but it's good because the rain in April and early May is good. Yeah, I was going to say in Spain. Yeah, I was. You've been around me. You've got it down there, Victoria. All right, so how bad are the storms, or have they been? Are they continuing, Jay, down there?
Yeah, the stuff that was going on yesterday stayed more south of us, but there's something to our west.
Mississippi is down there, yeah.
Well, no, I mean just south of Nashville. So like, yeah, so still in Tennessee. Like, we have some friends that live about 30 minutes south of Nashville, and they got hit with things. No actual tornadoes touching down, but they did get the heavy storm. There's something to our west that, like, is massive, and it looks like it's going to hit us in the next hour and a half, so we'll see.
Really? All right. Can you go down to take a microphone, go down to the basement, take Mac and your husband, go down to the basement?
There are no basements.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah. I mean, some people have basements. I don't want to say there's zero basements in Middle Tennessee, but not in our neck of the woods.
Looks like Elvis's birthplace got wrapped around a tornado, but I don't think any serious damage. Memphis got really whacked. A lot of trees down, power lines, that sort of thing.
That's one of the things with the straight-line winds. I mean, we never understood how powerful straight-line winds were until we moved to the south.
What does it mean, straight-line winds? What does that mean?
Really strong winds. Very strong winds that could almost do the same amount of damage as a tornado without there actually being a tornado.
Really?
Oh, wow. I've never
heard
that.
So like 110, 120, 130 miles an hour. We had winds here in New England last week of 50, 60 miles an hour. It's pretty unusual at this time of year. Oftentimes in the summer, when it's really dry and the winds come along, it's good for, you know, in my business, the farming business, good to dry things out. But we've had, I don't know, there is the usual finger pointing, look at this, this has never been this bad, and it's global warming, yada, yada. I disagree with that. I remember a lot of these storms when I was a kid that were really, it's the news media gets into these things and more people know about them. I think that's really the bottom line. Are they really more serious than they were last year, 10 years ago, 100 years ago? When was the weather stuff? It was, I think, what, 1888 were the first records of any kind of weather, consistent weather reporting. And so, you know, this has happened over and over again. But that doesn't make it better for the people who are there. So those of you listening in Mississippi and Georgia, and the areas where there is a problem, we have our sympathy and our love and support. And, you know, what else do you say? It's not much of, you can't do much about it. What are you going to do? What's the old expression about weather? You can talk about it, but you can't change it much. Here's something that's kind of a cool recognition of how the right thing happens at the right time for the right reason. There was a doctor and a team of neonatal medical professionals that were on a plane, apparently. They had come back. There was some kind of an event in Hawaii, and they were on their way back, and this woman gave birth to her baby on board the plane as it was coming back from Hawaii. They were going to Hawaii. Sorry about that. For a family vacation from Salt Lake.
Why would any woman fly?
How far along was she?
Well, she must have been that.
Most doctors wouldn't sign off on that, and most airlines won't allow you on board without.
How do you know, though? You can't tell by looking at people anymore. Some people don't
present
that much.
When somebody is 1,000 months pregnant, yes.
Yeah. 1,000 months pregnant. A lot of people are talking about Bill and Melinda Gates, ladies. And the divorce, the big D.
It wasn't a surprise, right?
It wasn't a surprise to me. He's had affairs. He's had a woman at his side that he wasn't his wife for years. I met her and had dinner with her once about 15 years ago. Nah, that's not.
Would his wife say, Doug, you could have told me?
No, I think his wife, the word that from this woman was that she knew all about it and they were friends. So.
Yikes.
Anyway, yeah, it was. He's a very. I mean, guys that accomplish what he's accomplished tend to be kind of strange dudes. And they also kind of do what they want to do and, you know, kind of don't pay attention. He seems like he presents well, a mild-mannered guy, very smart, kind of kooky. But I think, you know, there still is the underlying, I'm worth $100 billion that goes with someone. But the two of them had a lot of interests that were the same. Look at all the time they spent going around the world helping people.
They're going to keep doing that, apparently. Yeah. They're going to keep running the foundation together. So unlike Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie, who, you know, they just split, down the, you know, split all the money and everything.
Right.
They, you know, Bill and Melinda apparently still have a good enough working relationship that they don't want to give up on the philanthropy that they've started. They're one of the, that foundation is one of the largest and most effective that's ever been created.
Yes, very much so. They've spent a lot of money on vaccines, helping getting the vaccines ready, getting them to market. They've made sure the vaccines have gone overseas. They've been very, I don't know that if he's worth $100 billion or whatever he's worth, if it's all, you know, right there, like with Bezos, he doesn't have seemingly much interest in helping anybody but himself. But in this circumstance, his wife walked away with, what was it, $38 billion or something, and became the richest woman in the country, if not the world. I don't remember how that happened, but
yeah,
anyway.
Definitely, yep.
Somewhere right up and there. She's given a lot of it away.
She signed that pledge that Bill Gates signed. Bill and Melinda have already signed that pledge. I want to say Warren Buffett did, too, where they give away a certain percentage. I forget what it is.
9%. Yeah. 9% every year, apparently. All right, so there's that. Now, speaking of what they give away and how, you know, that's a big help for taxes. There's a couple of different reasons that people do this. One of them is that it helps with your taxes. 30% of your income you can deduct in giving to, you know, 501c3s and that sort of. That's why all these foundations are set up by these wealthy people, because they just give the money to themselves. And but they use it, it's, you know, for good, that's for sure. And then with that comes a discussion. Warren Bates and Warren Bates, Warren Buffett and Gates are friends, very close friends, and they talk a lot and share their ideas with each other. And apparently the two of them, even though I think they both probably voted for Biden, matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they both voted for Biden, have been talking about the Biden proposed tax increase. And there are a lot of the really right-wing think tanks that aren't big fans of this. I've looked at it in a cursory fashion, and the first blink that I took was not, what I want to see is we tax the people who do business in China more, and we tax the people who bring their businesses back here less. That's a simple kind of a thing that I don't understand why we're not doing it, but at any rate, at least on the outside, we don't seem to be doing it. But there is a tax foundation that I have respect for, Chamber of Commerce, going through the Biden plan, and apparently it's not as outrageous as some people want you to think it is. I'm not telling you that I like taxes or that I think we should be paying more in some areas, but apparently, after the brouhaha of those who don't want to see any taxes go up, there was a really strong suggestion that this tax plan is lower than the taxes that were paid by people in the 1950s and 1960s, which is something that people always go back to. Well, look at what we were doing in the 60s before Lyndon Johnson became president and raised all the taxes on people. So apparently the tax rates with the Biden plan are about where they were in the 20% bracket, that is the equivalent of what happened. Let's see here if I can go back to the 1920s.
Well, it's the 1990s. This was done out of UC Berkeley. This was
the 1990s, right on just before 1989, 1990. Right in there. You're right, Victoria.
So how can this be so outrageous if the tax levels are going back to not even as much as what people paid in the mid-90s?
Well,
when
you go back to the Obama era, they are not as high as they were when Obama was president. And that was during a recession even. And then you go back to 2000 when Bill Clinton was president. They're lower than that.
This was a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
This was lot of hoopla over nothing. This is why everything is political.
Well, of course it is.
Political.
Right. They might the guy look bad, but
so
I'm still going to stick with my idea. I still am going to stick to the idea that corporations that do business in China need to be taxed
more
than corporations who bring their business back here. I think that is the underscore here of all of that discussion. 45 after the hour, nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel, plus 60-day money-back guarantee. You can try them for yourself and return if you don't like them. How about that? Made with cotton that comes from the U.S. of A., available in lots of different colors. Every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. For a limited time, you get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, which usually goes for $109.99. 44 bucks, folks, with the promo code DJV. You need some new towels? Go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page, and you get them for $44.98. Cool, cool, cool. While you're there, you can take advantage of some of the other deep discounts you get with the DJV code on all the MyPillow products. We've been talking a lot about the bed sheets, the MyPillow. MyPillow is MyPillow. But the new MySlippers, get those on a big deal, too. 40% off. MyPillow.com. Get the towel set for $44.98. All of them with my promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV Tuesday program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and her expertise when it comes to technology that affects all of us. She's on top of it. And there's an interesting, reality coming from General Motors, who has a fix for a problem. We'll learn about that right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get at it, Victoria. What's going on with General Motors cars?
Well, if you remember the issue from last year, I know that there was a pandemic happening and other news headlines.
Really?
But Chevy,
it was in all the papers, I guess, right? Yeah.
Chevy did have a big story. Their Chevy Bolt, which is their electric car, they had a recall because of the there were a handful of battery pack fires. And so, obviously, you don't want your car to just spontaneously catch on fire, which is the story that we saw recently with Hyundai's Kona electric vehicle. They actually had lots of fires with those batteries. So now General Motors finally issued a plan to fix this issue. they didn't really, it had been kind of very much up in the air what they were going to do. Affected customers now have to bring their Chevy Bolt to a dealer so that the battery pack can be inspected, and then GM says that some of the modules that make up the pack will be replaced if any anomalies are found. Dealers will also install advanced onboard diagnostic software on all of the affected vehicles, so they'll be able to monitor the situation. GM said that they'll be able to detect potential issues related to changes in battery module performance before the problems develop. So this will be, this same software is what they've been working on. This will now be standard on all new Chevy Bolts moving forward. Last year they issued a software update to the dealers to basically they limited the battery's full capacity to 90% so that it would never get to 100% and catch on fire. Not a great long-term fix, especially when, you know, you're driving the car and you don't really have the full battery juice. So with Hyundai, their issue was a lot more concerning because it uses, they use the same cells from the LG Chem, that's the brand that makes this battery.
Yeah.
And they had dozens of fires in South Korea and in the U.S. as well. So their fix is a lot more dramatic. They're replacing the entire battery pack. So if you have a Hyundai and you have you know, one of their electric vehicles, you won't be able to just get a software update like Chevy. You're going to have to go in for the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. Shebang, shebang. All right, let's get on to Apple and some of the products there. What they need as soon as possible is
an update. And this is something that if you own a Mac, an iPhone, an iPad, or the Apple Watch, you should probably listen to what I'm saying and then run and update it, because there is a new update that fixes security issues that Apple says may have actually been actively exploited. This is not something that happens a lot with Apple. Their security tends to be pretty on target, but these updates in iOS, it's the 14.5.1 update, and so it fixes code execution exploits that are present in the WebKit, which is Apple's framework that renders most of the web content that you see in your device. That's a pretty big hole. So in normal language, this patches the hole. So this is something you definitely want to go and run that update. If you have an older device, like an iPhone 5 or 6 or an iPad Air or the iPad Mini back in the day, a 2 or 3, Apple released a different update for them. That's 12.5.3 on iOS. That addresses the WebKit flaws as well. This happened not that long ago. Apple has had a few recent updates. I know a lot of people don't like to do these updates, myself included sometimes, because they can run slower and things like that. But in this case, when it's security, you got to do the update immediately. So get all your Apple devices up to speed as soon as you can. This is not something to sit on.
All right. I saw a useful site that I thought was interesting called WeTip.com. This is a nonprofit founded back a number of years ago for you to report a crime. If you witnessed criminal activity, you can do this anonymously, which a lot of people like to do. Ever heard of this before?
No, but that's great.
WeTip.com. There it is. Another tip from the DJVers at 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.